cut day set the running back room, and every move in it ran Jahmyr Gibbs's way. Detroit's initial roster carries five backs: Gibbs, Isaiah Pacheco, Sione Vaki, Jacob Sailors, and Jabari Small, per Tim 20-man at the team's website. And the week's details thin that list on contact. Pacheco's file got worse. Dan Campbell revealed the veteran has been dealing with a sprained MCL and now a back injury as well, saying, "I can't give you anything definitive about a return date," per MLive.com. His week one status is uncertain. Small was hurt in a kickoff return collision in Saturday's 25-16 finale win at Indianapolis, per Justin Rogers at the Detroit Football Network, and made the roster anyway with no update since. And Travion Williams, who scored two short touchdowns in that game, was released the next day, per 20-man, while Jacob Sailors, who ran 17 times for 100 yards, made the roster, 20-man writing that Sailors runs hard and has earned the trust of the coaching staff. The clearest tell about how Detroit reads its own backfield came from outside it. The Lions hosted veteran free agent Kareem Hunt for a visit during cut week, first reported by Adam Schefter at ESPN. Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk framed the visit as a possible sign the team doesn't think Pacheco will be ready for the Saints. Hunt is not on the roster and no signing has been reported. A visit is a visit, nothing more. Gibbs himself sat the finale with the rest of the front line and went the whole window without an injury mention. Gibbs should be Detroit's workhorse back this season, and the offense should run through him, per Darya Sharma at Yahoo Sports, and nothing this week argued otherwise. Back in June, we made the volume argument on Gibbs, a top five back 2 years running while sharing his backfield, with David Montgomery's 158 carries gone to Houston. And a week ago, we said cut day would answer two things: the shape of the room behind him and Pacheco's practice status. Both are answered. The room is five deep with live injury questions on two of the four behind him, and no report in the window put Pacheco on a practice field. The September split keeps drifting toward the lead back by default. We'll check back as the opener against New Orleans comes into focus. Data via NFL Verse.